Hello everyone, welcome back to another Pony and Dwarf Productions video. My name is Visual Pony, and today we are reading the story Smoothing the Knots by Trick Question. Now, here is a list of those lovely people who keep this channel alive and keep me eating, because, you know, food is a thing, and me being a human being slash pony, I do need food. So, if you can find it in your heart, you can get exclusive downloads and early access to all of my content for as little as $1 a month. And now, I will also remind you that if that big red button under the video is still red, that means you have not yet subscribed to Pony and Wolf Productions. And we would very much appreciate it if you did. Now let's get into the video, and yes, I know that I'm annoying. A soft tapping sound echoed through the hallway. Luna, may I come in? No response came from behind the door. It was already open a crack, so Princess Celestia waited a few seconds before entering anyway. Her little sister lay sprawled out on the guest bed, face down.
It's going to be okay, sister,
Celestia offered in a slow, soothing tone. As she stood beside the door, her mane and tail gently rippled through the air behind her, their magical aura heralding all the vibrant colors of dawn's aurora. Princess Luna turned herself face up and sighed. She wasn't wearing her shoes or crown, and her dull azure curls were a tangled mess.
I know, Sally,
she grumbled, slowly pulling herself upright.
I'm afraid this guest suit will have to do until the masons finished renovating the castle. It will take some time to construct a room benefiting of a princess.
Celestia shut the door behind her.
These quarters more than befit me, and I do not care about such things,
said Luna, holding her lips in a sour pout.
I have but one desire unfulfilled. My stars are departed, sister. My tail and mane are now plain and unremarkable, my stature insignificant.
Celestia nodded slowly.
Yes, it surprised me too,
she said.
Why should it, though? It is fitting, is it not?
Asked Luna, arching her eyebrows.
I've earned this frail body with my treachery. Gaze upon the product of mine own degeneracy and behold the foal laid bare. No pony thinks you are a foal, Luna.
Celestia walked over to her sister and sat beside the bed. Even with the bed propping Luna up several hoofs, Celestia met her tiny sibling eye to eye.
To be certain, I do not mean foalish. I mean an actual yearling, Sally.
Luna blew a puff of air upwards at her forelock. The disheveled curls bobbed briefly.
I meant it in both senses.
Celestia levitated a brush from the nightstand over to Luna's head and began untangling the knots. A look of irritation flashed across Luna's face, but it faded.
In full candor, this may be for the better. The beast I came too closely resembled my former appearance. The ponies I confronted in that village would likely flee from my terrible royal countenance had I yet retained the statue of an elder alicorn,
she said, pulling her head back against the strokes each time the brush met resistance.
Fee! I forgot how tiresome such a mane can be. It has been nearly a century since I last had to endure this. Imagine how I feel. It's been more than a millennium since I had the privilege of combing my sister's hair,
Celestia said, wearing a wistful smile. Her own glowing mane flowed mesmerically behind her, despite the absence of a breeze. It was impossible to make out individual strands. Luna snorted.
So much time has been lost to me. Now to call you my older sister is a tremendous understatement. No offenses intended, of course. I trust you had an easy run of matters without my troublesome presence. Lo, these many years.
Celestia paused her brushing and clenched her jaw.
Being without you was excruciating. There was a long moment of silence, then the brushing resumed. I'm sorry, dear sister,
whispered Luna.
I did not intend.
The elder sister tapped Luna on the muzzle with her telekinesis.
It's fine, Lulu. The nightmare is finally over and you are with me again. All is well now.
Luna shook her head.
Nay, I have not lived this 1,000 years as you have. I was not conscious for the period of my absence, and did not suffer as I have made my innocent sister suffer. I am deserving of punishment most foul and tragic. No, you are not. There will be no further punishment.
Celestia finished brushing Luna's mane and began attending to her tail.
Fine, then. Should a suitable torture not be provided to me daily, I shall enact a means to punish myself,
said Luna. Eyes wide, Celestia dropped the brush.
Luna, don't speak like this,
she said.
You made but one mistake. You've atoned. I want to see you happy. I want to be with my sister again.
Luna's eyes cast downwards.
Yeah,
she mumbled and sighed.
I know I should be pleased at this turn of events. I do not mean to be so grim. You'll feel better soon.
The brushing of her tail resumed.
Things will turn to normal with you ruling by my side. You'll see. My stars, I do not deserve a sister as remarkable as you, Sally.
Luna looked back up and there were tears in her eyes.
You wish for me to rule after all that has transpired?
They're building a second throne as we speak. Celestia smiled wide. Luna laughed.
I cannot yet grip the moon. I have made many an attempt,
she admitted.
I can manage it until you get the hang of it again, which I'm certain you will in time.
The brush continued to comb its way through Luna's stubby tail, patiently straightening and smoothing all the confused and tangled fibers. For a moment, Luna turned her head and looked out the window at the pregnant moon.
Ah, my dearest sibling, ever attentive to the finest detail. You chose this room so I could see it rise,
she realized.
Of course.
Celestia finished the process and replaced the brush on the dresser, now thick with blue hairs. Luna felt a tight knot within her barrel unravel. Flipping her silky tail upwards, Luna looked back and forth between its dull blue hue and the shining, starry sky beyond the window.
Perhaps, do you suppose I might earn it back someday?
She whispered.
My silly pony, I have no doubt that you will,
said Celestia, petting Luna now much smoother mane. As Princess Celestia embraced her little sister in a close hug, Luna finally smiled, and her legs gripped her sister back more tightly than the stars themselves cling to the heavens. And there, in the middle of their embrace, the tiniest twinkle appeared in the tip of Luna's tail.
Welcome back to Common Time with Visual Pony, where I remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated, and it helps to keep the lights on around here, my car fueled so I can drive to a parking garage to record, and of course, so that I can pay my electricity bill to charge the laptops that I use to record. Anyhow, let's get into this. Also, you get, you know, a lot of perks when you are a patron, including, you know, a Patreon Discord, and not to forget, there's also the exclusive downloads and all that, but let's not get into this. There's a link down in the description below. I urge you to check it out. Anyhow, let's get into the meat of the story, because I am not the Micro Machines man.
Okay, what do I think about the story, guys? Seriously, I have no idea how this will turn out, because for some reason, oh my word, it is so hot today, I had problems fastening my microphone in here, and yeah, it was not a good experience so far. However, I have thoughts. I promise I do. And one of them is, this is a really nice story. I kind of like it. Also, the whole thing that Celestia specifically chose that room for Luna so that she could see the moonrise. It's a nice touch. She didn't have to do that, but she did. And Celestia doesn't hold grudges here. She just wants her sister back, and I can respect that. Did you ever have a fight with your siblings and didn't talk to them for quite a while? I certainly did. Let me know in the comments down below. And as always, I hope that this story finds you well in body and mind.